Coming up next on Passion Struck, navigating life as a multi-potentialite is a profound journey of self-discovery and empowerment. By embracing your unique identity, employing these strategies, you'll unlock the potential to excel in various fields, achieve unparalleled personal fulfillment, and become a guiding light in your own diverse journey. Welcome to Passion Struck. Hi, I'm your host, John R. Miles, and on the show, we decipher the secrets, tips, and guidance of the world's most inspiring people and turn their wisdom into practical advice for you and those around you. Our mission is to help you unlock the power of intentionality so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you're new to the show, I offer advice and answer listener questions on Fridays. We have long-form interviews the rest of the week with guests ranging from astronauts to authors, CEOs, creators, innovators, scientists, military leaders, visionaries, and athletes. Now, let's go out there and become Passion Struck. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Momentum Friday and episode 334 of Passion Struck, consistently ranked by Apple as one of the top 10 health podcasts and the number one alternative health podcast. And thank you to each and every one of you who come back weekly to listen and learn how to live better, be better, and impact the world. Passion Struck is now on syndicated radio on the Brushwood Media Network, where you can tune in on your evening commute Monday and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Links will be in the show notes. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for being here, or you simply want to introduce this to a friend or a family member, we now have episode starter packs, which are collections of our fans' favorite episodes that we organize into different convenient topics that give any new listener a great way to get acclimated to everything we do here on the show. Either go to Spotify or PassionStruck.com/starterpacks to get started. In case you missed it, earlier this week, I had two great interviews. The first was with Rebecca Rosen, who's a psychic medium and the author of the new book, What is Heaven? Rebecca serves as a mediator between two realms, the physical world, which entails everyday problems, and the spiritual world, where she has gained insight, revealing that everyone is born with a unique mission, and it is our responsibility to fulfill it in this earth school. I also interviewed Jason Harris, the co-founder of Mechanism, which is a leading advertising agency. Jason has become a beacon of soulful persuasion, showing us that anyone can become a true artist in their own right. We discuss his brand new book, The Soulful Art of Persuasion. Please check them all out, and I wanted to say thank you so much for your ratings and reviews. And if you liked any of those two episodes or today's solo episode, we would so appreciate you giving us a 5-star rating and review, which goes such a long way into bringing more people into the Passion Struck community. I know that we and our guests love to hear comments from our listeners. And we also like to hear comments about other types of guests you would like to hear on the show or topics that you would like to hear me talk about in these solo episodes. Now let's talk about today's Momentum Friday episode. You remember the age-old question, what do you want to be when you grow up? It's a query that we've all encountered, painting a picture of a singular path leading to a defined profession. It could be an engineer, a doctor, a pilot, a firefighter. But what if your aspirations span beyond this solitary career? What if you dreamed of becoming an engineer, an artist, a musician, and more? The reality is that life isn't always neatly confined to a single track. Enter the world of the multi-potentialite, those who, as they mature, find themselves drawn to a constellation of passions, eager to explore each one. This modern breed defies the norm, driven by a curiosity and a thirst for diverse experiences. From the enigmatic genius of Leonardo da Vinci to the trailblazing spirit of Maya Angelou and others like Richard Branson, these luminaries have shattered the notion that a singular path defines success. Yet embracing a multi-potentialite nature has its challenges. Balancing numerous interests requires finesse, and our finite time on the earth presents its own unique challenges. But fear not, for within these challenges lies opportunities. In this episode, we're delving deep into the world of becoming a multi-potentialite, unveiling its essence, helping you uncover your own multi-potentialite identity, and illuminating the hurdles that are often faced. Join me on a journey to decode the art of managing multiple passions. I'll equip you with pragmatic strategies, guiding you towards harmony amongst your various callings. Our destination, a life that is not only successful, but profoundly fulfilling. Our voyage begins with a captivating exploration of the life of Leonardo da Vinci, the quintessential multi-potentialite, and polymath who embodies the boundless possibilities of embracing all that you are. Get ready to reshape your perspective, harness your passions, and craft a life that celebrates the intricate, beautiful tapestry of your talents. This is more than a podcast episode. It's your roadmap to mastering life as a multi-potentialite. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to creating an intentional life. Now, let that journey begin. Leonardo da Vinci, born on April 15, 1452, in Tuscany, Italy, embodied the quintessential essence of being a multipotentialite, a term that aptly describes his diverse and expansive pursuits. Throughout his 67 years, da Vinci donned a multitude of hats: painter, draftsman, engineer, scientist, theorist, sculptor, and architect, each role a testament to his insatiable curiosity and versatility. Formal education remained beyond his grasp, limited to reading, writing, and basic math. Yet his innate artistic talent couldn't be overlooked, leading his father to place him under the apprenticeship of the accomplished artist Andrea del Verrocchio. This association, spanning a decade, saw da Vinci honing his painting and sculpting skills while imbibing the mechanical arts under Verrocchio's guidance. Da Vinci's journey into multipotentiality truly blossomed through his self-driven learning. His secret notebooks became repositories of his diverse genius, housing sketches, musings, and discoveries across a myriad of subjects. From anatomical insights and astronomical ponderings to maps, art theories, and musings on flight, his thirst for knowledge transcended traditional boundaries. In these pages, da Vinci's true multipotentiality emerged. His ideas spanned far beyond his time, envisioning inventions like the bicycle, helicopter, as well as the airplane. Manifestations of his profound understanding of mechanics and flight derived from his meticulous observations of nature. While da Vinci's legacy is celebrated, his pursuit of so many paths also presented challenges. His wide-ranging passions often led to incomplete projects, yet his indomitable spirit, his willingness to immerse himself in every facet of life's wonders, and his ability to bridge different disciplines defines his multipotentialite nature. Leonardo da Vinci's life embodies the essence of a multipotentialite, a relentless explorer, a visionary inventor, a curious artist, and an eternal learner. His legacy is a testament to the boundless potential that blooms when one embraces diverse passions and strives to unlock the secrets of the universe from every angle possible. But before we continue, I think it's important for us to go through some terms that people often confuse. Let's clarify the relationship between multipotentialite, polymath, and Renaissance man. While these terms are often used interchangeably, there are often nuanced differences in their historical connotations and context. A multipotentialite is a person who has a wide range of interests and pursues multiple passions over their lifetime. They thrive on learning and exploring various fields, often becoming proficient in more than just one area. The term emphasizes their ability to excel in different domains and their tendency to resist being confined to a single specialization. A polymath, on the other hand, is an individual with deep knowledge and expertise in multiple areas of study, often across multiple academic disciplines. Polymaths are known for their intellectual breadth and the ability to make connections between seemingly unrelated fields. The term has historical connotations and has been used to describe figures like Leonardo da Vinci, who excelled in both art and sciences. The term Renaissance man originates from the Renaissance period, which occurred during the 14th to 17th century, and refers to individuals who embodied the spirit of that time, a period of great cultural and intellectual flourishing. Renaissance men were often well-versed in various fields, such as art, science, philosophy, and literature. They embraced humanism, valuing education, curiosity, and a well-rounded approach to life. In essence, all three terms describe individuals who possess diverse talents and interest beyond a single specialized field. The main differences lie in their historical context and the degree of the expertise implied. A Renaissance man is typically associated with the Renaissance era and a broader spectrum of expertise, while polymath is a term used throughout history to describe those who have interest in multiple disciplines. Multipotentialite is more of a modern term that emphasizes a wide range of interests and talents. Despite the nuances, all three concepts celebrate the multidimensional nature of human potential potential and the power of embracing various pursuits. Having clarified this distinction, let's delve into the intricacies of what it means to truly be a multi-potentialite and discern whether you fall into this category. If you've been following closely since the onset, you might be sensing a strong resonance with the idea of being a multi-potentialite, but let's cast aside any uncertainty. Let's delve into the defining characteristics that define multi-potentialites, cementing your connection to this dynamic identity. Reflect on these questions. Is curiosity a driving force in my life? Are my interests notably diverse in nature? Do I thrive on juggling multiple projects at once? Does the acquisition of new skills bring me deep satisfaction? Do I effortlessly absorb new skills at an accelerated pace? Is there a pattern of waning interest in my projects or hobbies? Do I find it challenging to encapsulate myself with a single answer to what do you do? Should your response to these questions affirmatively resonate with you, then it's quite evident that you identify is a multi-potentialite. And that's important because multi-potentialites possess a set of unique qualities that can be considered their superpowers. These strengths arise from their diverse interests and abilities, allowing them to excel in various aspects of life. Here are some of the superpowers of multi-potentialites. Adaptability. Thriving in various environments, multi-potentialites excel at adapting to new challenges and opportunities. Rapid learning. They quickly acquire new skills and information across diverse domains, becoming proficient faster. Innovation, bridging ideas from different fields. They spark creativity and offer innovative solutions. Versatility, with diverse skills, they can easily take on different roles and tasks, contributing to both effectively. Embracing change. Comfortable with uncertainty, they thrive in dynamic environments and transitions. Problem solving. Viewing problems from multiple angles, they find creative solutions others may miss. Holistic understanding. Connecting seemingly unrelated concepts, they grasp the bigger picture. Effective communication. Bridging different disciplines, they communicate complex ideas with diverse audiences. Resourcefulness. Drawing from varied experiences, they find inventive solutions to challenges. Lifelong learning. Their curiosity drives continual learning, keeping them updated across different fields. Networking. Interacting with diverse groups, they build broad networks, creating unique opportunities. Unconventional success paths. They redefine success by combining skills in innovative ways. And finally, resilience. Navigating challenges across domains, they handle setbacks and adapt to new situations. According to the World Economic Forum, all these traits and skills are pivotal in today's job landscape and are equally vital for the future. Leveraging these superpowers, multi-potentialites carve fulfilling and impactful paths by embracing their diverse abilities. Now, let's discuss multi-potentialites as jacks of all trades. The phrase jack of all trades, master of none, has long characterized individuals who explore various skills without achieving expertise in one field. Originally, it held both praise and caution, while historically it celebrated those adept at integrating diverse skills. It also hinted at a lack of specialization. Today, the dynamic has shifted. Jack Chapman, a managing partner at Alpha Bridge Partners, captures this transformation aptly. Fields are converging and new fields are born. Jacks of all trades can see patterns, connections, and interdependencies that specialists might miss. They're equipped to navigate change, reskill, and guide organizations to thrive. Forbes echoes this sentiment, affirming that being a jack of all trades isn't merely advantageous. It's a necessity, especially for startups and small businesses. Enter multi-potentialites. Their ability to juggle diverse projects, responsibilities, and challenges makes them potent assets for growth. In essence, being a multi-potentialite is a quality to embrace and hold in high regard. Yet, there is more to this narrative. Being a multi-potentialite also brings with it its own set of challenges. As Kristen Wong insightfully notes, doing everything sounds lovely until you remember you only have so much time in the week. Whether propelled by passion, financial aspirations, or both, juggling an array of projects poses a formidable challenge, one that extends beyond the bounds of time itself. Within the landscape of multipotentiality lies challenges that demand recognition. The first is navigating career ambiguity. Prioritizing one career path amidst a myriad of choices can prove perplexing. A perceived lack of focus. Others may misconstrue varied interests as a lack of seriousness or discipline. Decisiveness dilemmas. Struggle to commit to specific vocations can breed indecisiveness. Productivity and focus battles. Underestimating project demands and grappling with distraction amid diverse pursuits. Mental well-being struggles. Pressures. Self-doubt. And veering from societal norms can impact mental health. Societal navigations. In a specialized world, the pursuit of diversified roles can be met with societal hurdles. However, although these challenges are formidable, they are not insurmountable. They shouldn't deter you from embracing the rich life of a multi-potentialite. Armed with strategic approaches and the right mindset, you have the potential to overcome obstacles and forge a path that is not only fulfilling, but uniquely yours. Your diverse skill set, creative instincts, and adaptability are your arsenal for navigating these challenges, propelling you towards a future defined by the harmonious convergence of your multifaceted passions. So now I'm going to give you 10 strategies for mastering life as a multi-potentialite. A multi-potentialite's life, while marked by its own distinctive challenges, is entirely conquerable. By adopting intentionality and embracing these 10 pivotal strategies, you can effectively harness your multi-potentialite essence and cultivate a harmonious, thriving existence. The first is to believe in yourself. Tackling self-doubt head-on is crucial. With a multitude of interests and potential paths, instill unwavering confidence in your ability to excel across domains. This self-belief will serve as the foundation for your journey. Second, define your vision of success. Chart your course by identifying what truly brings you joy and envisioning the life that you desire. What activities bring you joy? What type of life would you like to have in the future? Ponder on these personal questions and firmly believe that the life that you desire can become a reality. It is from this belief that you will gain the necessary strength to pursue your multiple interests and commit to living a fulfilling life. Third, harness the value of time. Given the constraints of time and the multitude of tasks at hand, you must be deliberate in managing your time. In a previous Momentum Friday episode, number 184, I talked extensively about the value of time, drawing instinct from Stoic philosophy. In it, I tackled how you determine what your time is worth and how you use that information to spend your time more effectively. Don't just focus on the hours within each day, but the meaning and worthiness of what it's being spent on. Fourth, construct a solid framework. A fundamental aspect of adeptly managing life as a multi-potentialite involves creating a strong foundational structure. This structure provides the scaffolding that's needed to engage in your diverse interests while maintaining equilibrium in your life. Begin by crafting a meticulously defined routine that accommodates your array of passions. Construct your routine with deliberate intention, allocating specific blocks of time to each interest. Within these dedicated slots, set clear objectives that guide you towards your endeavors. Fifth, prioritize and set boundaries. Strategically prioritizing tasks and orchestrating activities in order of significance unfolds a roadmap that steers your efforts towards their most impactful endeavors. This orchestrated clarity serves as a fortress against scattering energies on lesser pursuits, ensuring that your time and resources surge into domains that hold genuine significance. In parallel, the establishment of boundaries emerges as a resilient shield against distractions. This formidable defense bolsters your commitment to priorities, propelling you towards your myriad of goals while safeguarding your finite resources of time and energy. Sixth, embrace focus and discipline. Your reservoir of ideas necessitates focus and discipline for execution. Thus, it becomes imperative to anchor yourself to your set goals and cultivate an unwavering commitment to their attainment. Many of your pursuits demand steadfast willpower. It is through this prism of focus and discipline that you'll bridge the gap, transforming aspirations into impactful outcomes. As you tread this path, remember that your tenacity is the catalyst that converts potential into profound results. Seventh, leverage your inherent strengths. As a multi-potentialite, you possess distinct strengths that provide you a competitive edge. Capitalize on them. Channelize your efforts into pinpointing these domains where your performance effortlessly soars, and dedicate your time and energy in domains that align harmoniously with your natural inclinations, yielding outcomes that resonate with exceptional potency. Eighth, harness habit stacking. In a previous episode I did, number 325, I delved into the transformative concept of habit stacking, unveiling how existing habits serve as the bedrock for seamlessly integrating new ones into your life. Within this dynamic framework, I emphasize the potential of microhabits, illustrating their potency and the impact that they can wield. By tethering these microhabits to routines you consistently enact, you tap into the remarkable force of momentum. This strategy not only amplifies productivity, but also becomes a conduit for achieving more than you would ever thought was possible. 9. Know when to pivot. In a previous Momentum Friday episode 226, I delved into the crucial art of recognizing the optimal moment to redirect your path. This insight empowers you to discern whether a trajectory no longer aligns with your aspirations, allowing you to channel your time and energy into forging a superior route. Remember that shifting your course is not an admission of defeat. It's a testament to your profound understanding of your potential. Even when you have strayed far from your intended direction, you retain the ability to halt, recalibrate, and journey towards paths that are in harmonious accord with your strengths. And finally, 10th, forge community connections. Establish a network within a community of like-minded individuals. Here, the ability to express your multifaceted identity thrives, paving the way for growth, mutual learning, and unwavering support. In these shared spaces, you'll find the synergy to leapfrog boundaries and sculpt a life imbued with profound meaning. Through these strategic approaches, you'll navigate the multifaceted challenges of a life as a multipotentialite. By embracing your unique identity and employing these strategies, you'll unlock the potential to excel in various fields, achieve unparalleled personal fulfillment, and become a guiding light in your own diverse journey. In her captivating TED Talk, Why Some of Us Don't Have One True Calling, Emily Wapnick underscores society's vested interest in empowering multipotentialites to embrace their authentic selves. The increasing complex challenges of our world demand the ingenuity of unconventional thinkers who can unravel these intricacies. This clarion call, I am convinced, is beginning to resonate within the fabric of society. Within a world that often nudges us towards a singular path, embracing and acknowledging your multipotentialite essence might feel daunting. The allure to yield and settle for a semblance of stability can be potent. Yet, steadfastly, staying true to your essence is paramount. Every pursuit, every skill, every endeavor contributes to your unique mosaic. No knowledge is ever lost. No venture is wasted. Should specialization resonate as your true north, then wholeheartedly pursue the path where your brilliance shines. However, for the multipotentialites among us, I extend a fervent invitation to wholly embrace your diverse passions. In doing so, you carve a path to life enriched by authenticity and joy, a life the world yearns for. Armed with the insights garnered from today's episode, you stand poised for an invigorated journey. Charge forth, unfurl your potential, and seize life's offerings with unbridled zest. Embrace your multipotentialite identity, for within its embrace lies the key to unlocking the resplendent panorama of your capabilities. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I wanted to thank everyone who wrote in this week, and especially those who listened to today's episode. Links to the transcript will be in the show notes. Videos are on both John R. Miles and Passion Struck clips. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we are now on the Brushwood Media Network, where you can hear us on syndicated radio Monday and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Links will be in the show notes. I also wanted to announce that my book, Passion Struck, is now available for pre-order on Amazon. A link will be in the show notes. Advertiser deals and discount codes are in one convenient place at passionstruck.com/deals. I'm on LinkedIn, where you can sign up for my newsletter, or you can also find me at John R. Miles on all the other different social platforms. You're about to hear a preview of the Passion Struck podcast interview I did with Jennifer Perhenny Wallace, who is an award-winning journalist and social commentator covering parental and lifestyle trends. We discuss her new book, Never Enough, When Achievement Culture Becomes Toxic, and what we can do about it.
I will say the most surprising thing I found in the research was that when you have a child in distress, the number one intervention, according to decades of resilience research, the number one intervention we should do is to make sure to protect the child, is to make sure the primary caregivers, who are most often the parents, that their well-being, their mental health, their support system is intact, because a child's resilience rests fundamentally on a parent's resilience. And a parent's resilience rests fundamentally on the depth and nurturance of their relationships.
Remember that we rise by lifting others. So share this show with those that you love. And if you found today's episode on being a multipotentialite useful, then please share it with those who could use the advice that I gave on today's show. In the meantime, do your best to apply what you hear on the show so that you can live what you listen. And until next time, go out there and become passion struck.